Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Okay, let's clear the air this morning because we all have something we need to get off our chest. Do we not?
Yes, we really do.
All right, guys.
People are, like, not into it.
585-252-9800. The holidays are, they're creeping up, guys. 9 days until the fat man comes.
Slithering down that chimney. Let's get into it, shall we? This person says, calling out someone specific, stop parking in handicapped or reserved parking during student drop-off instead of getting in line like everyone else. You are not special. There, I said it.
I'm going to have to agree on that one. Taking up the handicapped spot?
Woof. Yikes.
Unpopular opinion, but it is my belief that peanut butter blossoms, those peanut butter cookies with a Hershey Kiss in the middle, they have no place on a holiday cookie platter.
What? I ate all of them yesterday.
No, I don't think
they don't have a place because I ate all of them
yesterday. Nobody eats them when I'm around. Nobody eats. They're always the last ones on the tray.
I ate all of them.
I don't get it. The cookie to chocolate ratio is all wrong. If you were to replace that gross Hershey Kiss with, I don't know,
gross.
Some, yeah, people like put some Reese's Pieces. That
it's
would make sense.
It's too much peanut butter.
I don't
it's
know.
Too much peanut butter.
Ban peanut butter blossoms. Nobody likes them. There, I said it.
No, you could not be more wrong.
I just don't get it.
They're the first thing to go on the tray. First thing to go.
I don't like them. And if I do eat them, I'm always taking that Hershey Kiss off.
The only thing I will say is it is difficult to eat because I did stab the roof of my mouth with the point of the Hershey Kiss yesterday. But sure, that's neither here nor there.
Sure.
Not me gushing blood. nevertheless.
You just try to eat a Christmas cookie.
No,
shouldn't be this hard.
No, I'm like, why am I going to the hospital? All right. Who else is here for There I Said It? People need to stop being so damn insecure and fishing for compliments 24/7. There, I said it. Yeah.
Sometimes it's nice to get a little compliment thrown your way.
Does this shirt make me look fat? Not any fatter than you usually look.
That's... Caitlin says, what's up, Moose and Breezy? People that walk around chugging diet soda, thinking it's a healthier alternative, are so delusional. There, I said it. Yeah, we do know a couple people like that. I used to love Diet Coke, and I'm like, you know what? Why am I drinking this? this is terrible.
I'm just under the notion of
I need to stop, and I have, and I don't. Do not buy things that you're going to be tempted to eat. Why are you torturing yourself? Or drink? Like, I got a 12-pack of Diet Coke, which I don't normally drink. I love Diet Coke. I do.
Yeah, I don't ever see you drink it.
I don't normally drink it. It's a treat for me.
Right.
But when it's in the fridge, it's not a treat. That's just something that you have to drink. It's a lot.
It tastes so much better than Diet Pepsi.
It tastes so much better than just like regular Coke or Pepsi in general, because I am thrown to the moon by the aftertaste of any regular soda. Like, Coke leaves a horrific aftertaste in your mouth, and you can't get rid of it for like 4 days.
I don't know. You should see what it does to a toilet bowl. It is a good toilet cleaning solution.
Really?
Yeah. Put some Diet Coke in your toilet bowl. Watch what happens. You want that thing to be shiny white before your guests come over? Okay. Try it out.
Like, straight from the can, or
yeah,
after you drink it?
No.
It goes through your system.
No, from the
can. Okay, perfect.
Amanda says, people who FaceTime in public with the volume all the way up want attention. Nobody wants to hear your whole conversation at Target. There, I said it.
I honestly think sometimes they do. My conversations at times sound like a podcast. I mean, like, I'm also sometimes listening to voice memos in public. Maybe not so much FaceTime, but hilarious.
For
truly
you.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I'm sure some people are entertained by it.
This person says, I agree with Moose. I'm allergic to peanut butter, so those have got to go. That sounds like a personal issue, Cynthia. Sorry to hear that.
And this is coming from a guy who loves peanut butter. But that cookie, man, pff, so over it.
Let's
go over to Lyle. Hey, Moose and Breezy. Anyone who insists on taking 50 pictures of their food before eating has got a serious problem. There, I said it. I love my wife, but watching her over the weekend try to do this at breakfast at our favorite diner was painful. You guys were at a diner. I love it.
It's so good.
Ah, that's so great. Moose is out of his mind. Peanut butter blossoms are the best Christmas cookie ever. What's not to love? There, I said it.
Well,
I don't want to dive back into that. But
besides
no, they're not.
The fact that I did, you know, impair the roof of my mouth. It was gushing blood.
You got to be careful.
Yeah, let's go over to this person. Easy way to eat that.
To the person at work who constantly flushes but never washes, you are the reason everyone in the dealership keeps getting sick. There, I said it. Wash your hands, people. Whoever wrote that, I 100%
agree. I don't
know
what flushing has to do with that, but okay.
What do you mean?
Why do those go hand in hand? No pun intended.
You're constantly flushing but never washing after you flush?
I know, but I don't flush with my hands.
Okay. What? How do you flush the toilet?
Wait, are you joking?
How do you flush the toilet?
You put your foot up.
Not always.
Always.
Not sometimes your foot can't reach a urinal that high.
Oh, I not the Rockettes in the men's bathroom. No, I'm dead. I would die before I touched it.
Maddie says, I don't get the hype between Stranger Things. At this point, why do people bother watching? All the actors in that show look like they're in their 30s trying to play the role of high schoolers. I 100% agree. It's getting old. So I refuse to watch season 5.
Is it about aliens?
It's sci-fi.
Okay,
Don't
put me in for that.
I know. And let's get over to two more here. Dave says, one more. If you host something and say don't bring anything, but secretly judge what people didn't bring, that's totally on you. There, I said it. Well, you should know better. If a guest invites you to a party and they say, no, don't bring anything, you should definitely still bring something.
Really?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Now I feel awkward.
You live and learn.
All right. Well, I'm going to go do some leg stretches so I can figure out how to flush the urinal for you.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
Shaboozy on PXY mornings. Moose, Breezy. This is exciting news. 9 months later, the smell of new lumber and hope is in the air. Talking about the Coach Sports Bar that was severely damaged in a fire that tore through the more than 200-year-old building on West Main Street in Webster is finally rebuilding and looking to reopen. They're saying about a couple months from now should be good, but the news was devastating to anyone who was a regular over at Coach Sports Bar. I went a couple of times, but you could tell. I mean, the locals there, that was their joint. And everybody's got a joint. You know what I mean, Breeze?
Oh, yeah.
Last March.
Up at the bar, your local watering hole.
Massive fire. Destroyed everything. The owner, Fritz Sirk, said as soon as he learned the building was safe, he's like, we got to start the rebuilding process. I've said this 1,000 times. We're trying to make the Coach the Coach. We're not trying to change it. He explained, it's a blue-collar bar. We like it as a blue-collar bar. We like our friends here that are blue-collared people. And yeah, it's brand new. There's already a lot of complaints that it's going to smell brand new. But, you know, I'm sure a lot of these blue-collared people will make it smell like it used to.
Oh, yeah.
Beer on the floor. A longtime customer said he's looking forward to sitting at his spot again soon. Coach Sports Bar in Webster is expected to reopen within the next couple months, which is pretty cool.
Well, I guess we got to go crack a cold one there after the show whenever that they do that ribbon cutting, you know?
Absolutely.
So important.
I'm sure.
Head out to Webster.
Fleeky Maliki will be there.
Oh, with bells on. With bells on.
Tis the season for people getting sick.
Ugh. I'm like terrified. I'm petrified. Everyone in my life is getting sick. And the slightest like cough or like sneeze, I'm like, Put me in an incubator. You know what I mean? I'm panicking, especially given the fact that the holidays are coming up. The last thing I want to do is get sick, but I feel like it's inevitable. And I don't even know if I really want to talk about this because I feel like I'm going to jinx it. But if you or someone you know have been sick, let's talk about it. Let's talk through this because it can be a very lonely and isolating situation. We'll do it next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Do you guys think we should bring back surgical mask and latex gloves? Can we talk about how everyone is getting sick right now?
Throwback to 2020 when we were all drinking hand sanitizer.
So yesterday, I'm driving down 490 and I look over. I'm always on 490.
No, you literally are.
I always.
Couldn't be you on 104.
No way. No. And I look over and there's this guy in his car, windows up, mask on, latex gloves. And I, you know what? The old Moose would have judged him so hard. Like, look at this imbecile. But yesterday, I was like, you know, he's probably protecting us from his illness. Or maybe he has a very weak immune system where the slightest germ can kill the guy. And I'm like, wow, I'm growing as an individual. Like, I almost, like, it made me feel good and inside of myself to actually have these thoughts.
Just growing and learning every day. Yeah.
That's what it is. But right now is the worst time. It's 9 days until Christmas. People are coughing and sneezing in midair. Nobody, I was in Target yesterday. People aren't covering their mouths. It's disgusting.
No, it is disgusting. And I think I talked about it. I touched on it last week of all the different flus like bopping around the county. And flu cases have surged in Monroe County as a new strain is emerging. And it's been up nearly 500 positive cases just in the last week of November alone. And then almost 300 in the last 2 weeks. So it's not great. And it just feels like everyone around me is dropping like flies. And I'm terrified of when it will be my turn.
It's scary.
And I don't even want to put it out into the universe. I don't even want to put it out into existence. But at the same time, when you're sick, and not just sick, like, oh, I don't feel well. Like, when you're down bad, there's nothing that you can do to combat that or just, like, make it go faster. And there has been holidays that family members of mine have missed due to feeling crappy and, like, really ill. Yeah. And I don't want that to be me, especially given the fact that, you know, we have some time off coming up here. I just want to, like, be able to enjoy that without dying.
Can you imagine if you were down bad the whole 2 weeks?
And I don't want to even, like, flirt with the idea.
If you are clearly sick and you're still going out in public, you're still going to stores and events or holiday work parties, it's a little selfish. Also, 585-252-9800, do you guys think we should mask up again? You think we should bring back the mask? People are going to go nuts.
When people, literally, honestly, but if you are sick, like you have to go out in the sense of like, oh, I have to go to the store and I have to get meds and I have to get groceries. Like that is the one thing that I think, okay, put a mask on or just protect yourself from other people's BS. Because where is the like biggest place that you're going to get and contract something? I'm saying the gym, the grocery store.
Yeah.
We touch these things and we don't even realize it. It's just second nature to us. And that's when you contract something and then you feel horrific.
Dan says, hard no, not wearing a mask every time I have a sniffle. Life has to go on. People get sick. It's called being a human. Yeah, I agree. But better safe than sorry. I appreciated the cashier at Target yesterday who was wearing a mask. It's like, hello, young man. How are you? He's like, pretty good.
What?
Do masks still work the way people think they do? Like, I'm not going to pretend that I know how they work because I don't. I mean, here's my problem with the mask is that every time I have put it on, for whatever reason, I had to sneeze. And
yeah,
then I just sneeze.
It tickles your little, yeah.
And then I sneeze into the mask. But realistically, what you want to do is pull the mask down and sneeze in midair.
Right.
Right?
Or into your arm at the very least.
Oh, it's disgusting. It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
But we have to protect each other.
We do.
Jenna says, I'm not wearing gloves to a grocery store or a mask. It's ridiculous. All right. So Jenna's not for the mask.
And I understand that it's hard for people to sit still and take a beat and like, you know, sit in your illness, but you have to, like, you can't just be like, I'm fine. And go out and get other people sick. Like, it's just, it's like Moose said, it's selfish. It's kind of weird.
I don't want to jinx it, but I haven't been sick since October of 2023. And I'm telling you right now, most people will either put their fingers in their nose or pick their nose, or put their hand, bite their nails. Sickness and cold always starts in the nasal passage. Just don't put your fingers or anything in your nose. Try to keep your nose warm at all times. I've had multiple nurses tell me this. And so far, it's worked. I'm very mindful of it. Don't.
Moose is a PA now.
I'm just saying. Don't put your fingers, your dirty, nasty fingers in your nose or your mouth.
You heard it here first. You know? Don't forget, chin up.
That's what it's all about.
You know?
Yeah. So, guys, if you are sick, just be mindful of it because nobody wants to be sick during the holidays, obviously. People panic.
No, they do.
And wipe down the machines at the gym, for the love of God.
They're like, I don't have time. It's like, where are you going, Cynthia?
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98 PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.